yeah. DJ Doc right here. Man, I am so sick of those Dorito bags in my yard. Literally, man. I will go right up to someone. If I see someone dropping something on the ground, I'll be nice. But I'll come right up to you. I'll be like, hey, put your garbage in the trash. Garbage, garbage in the trash. Garbage in the trash. Garbage, garbage in the trash. Garbage in the trash. Garbage, garbage in the trash. Hey, put that garbage in the trash so our neighborhood can last. Forest green Hummer, platinum rims dropped low. Pauses at the stoplight, rolling real slow. Automatic window slides down to the beat. A hand flips fast food packaging on the street. Each bottle and gum wrapper adds to the pollution. You're either part of the problem or part of the solution. The beauty of our hood is determined by the vision of the citizens who choose to rock this mission. Now, if you see something on the ground, pick it up, just squash it in your hands like this. It's real simple, and just throw it in, throw it in. Come on, throw it in, throw it in, and put that garbage in the trash. Garbage, garbage in the trash. Garbage in the trash. Garbage, garbage in the trash. Garbage in the trash. Garbage, garbage in the trash. Hey, put that garbage in the trash so our neighborhood can last. Is it neglect or disrespect? I display my dismay at how my city is kept. Now I know I might sound kinda bitter, but we all know what happens after winter when the snow melts. I'm scooping piles of litter. It exposes the truth, small but hurts like a splinter. This little act of laziness instead of kindness infringes on the rights of others, showing your blindness. If you can't see the potential of our city, then you won't have the motivation to keep it pretty. We lack hope in our city. My lawn is the proof. Instead of raking up leaves, here's what I scoop. Soil, paper, towels, chicken bones, dog. Paper, plastic, foil, styrofoam, glass, and goop. Hey, together we can end this hopeless hoop and start a new cycle, even recycle, create a fresh loop. So if you see someone throwing something on the ground they shouldn't be, just tell them, hey man, come on man, it's so easy. Just throw it in, throw it in. Come on, throw it in. Throw it in and put that garbage in the trash. Garbage, garbage in the trash. Garbage in the trash. Garbage, garbage in the trash. Garbage in the trash. Garbage, garbage in the trash. Hey, put that garbage in the trash so our neighborhood can last. Thing is, man, when you get good at it, you can just step back a little farther. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can either be like LeBron James from half court or go way back. Go to Mark Price, man. Just be shooting them threes. Just whoosh. Together, we can make our city beautiful. That's how it happens.
That is awesome. DJ Doc.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Hey, man. Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for being here.
That was awesome.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
What was it? The dog what? Wait, never mind. Got the delay on. Just wanted to make sure. That's so cool. All right, so first of all, welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You've got a lot going on. Wednesday, the Bop Stop, hip hop at the Bop Stop. Tell people what's going on.
Oh yeah, man. So we definitely have this. It's a fundraiser for our summer camp, hip hop summer camp program. It's a free summer camp for students in the Glenville, Buckeye, East Cleveland neighborhoods. But the concert on Wednesday, it's a fundraiser, and we got myself and a lot of the Refresh Collective, some of the staff and older students, going to put on a really nice show. We have some live instrumentation. Adam Whiting on the piano. Joel Negus on the double bass, kind of playing those along with some of our hip hop tracks. It's gonna be a really exciting show, and dinner's included, dinner and dessert by Chef Kelly.
Now I want to get into that song and kind of talk about it, and just kind of go overall with the process that you go with the kids and how you write songs.
Right.
But why don't you catch people up? It's been about a year and a half since you've been on with us. For those who didn't hear the first time, kind of talk about Refresh Collective, what you guys are about and what you're doing.
Yeah, Refresh Collective. So our mission is to refresh the heart of the city one song at a time. And that's basically kind of our perspective of songwriting. For me, it's always really been my perspective. When I first stumbled upon hip hop when I was 12, and it's a powerful form of expression. To me, it's one of the most articulate forms of expression. And so for me, songwriting has always been my chance to share something important, real or deep, with the world around me. So our perspective at Refresh Collective is just to create song. Like, basically, we try to engage into the city, in the neighborhoods, in some of the health issues that plague our citizens and ourselves. Talk about these issues with students, with neighbors, and then create songs that kind of express maybe some of our stories of challenge, and then also some of the solutions that we come up with. And particularly in our youth programming, it's all about youth voice. And if we take time as adults to listen to what the youth have to say on some of our health issues, I think that we'll be a whole lot better off. So we love just pouring into the youth and letting them share from their perspective on some of the tough issues that we face.
Talk about the first track that we just heard, Garbage in the Trash. Yeah. How did that come about?
That one right there. Yeah. So that one there came about. We were doing a residency at MC Squared STEM High School. I think we're 7 years running now. We helped the whole ninth grade all create songs, finish songs, recorded. They perform them. The whole ninth grade performs a hip-hop show. Wow. It's amazing. And so that was actually one of my example songs. I was just talking to them about, you know, what are some of the, you know, what do you want to see change in the world around you? But the world is kind of big. So it's like, what do you want to see change in the country? That's still kind of big, right? So it's like, what do you want to see change in Ohio, Northeast Ohio, Cleveland? What do you want to see change in your own neighborhood, on your own street? And so I brought it back to, you know, one of the things I want to change, because literally I'm still to this day, I live on East 115th Street in Glenville. And I don't know if it's true for you guys or anyone, everyone out here listening. Man, there's a lot of garbage in my yard. And I always tell my students, you know, I'm like, okay, I do not eat Doritos, but I swear Dorito bags, Lay's bags, hot fries bags, so many things I found in my yard. So that song was just me kind of doing some storytelling. It was a true story. It was a Hummer that literally threw McDonald's packaging out right at the stop sign right outside my house. And so anyway, just to say how easy it is to put your message out there and create a hook to a song that is, I purposely made it real simple because these were ninth graders, a lot of them first time they ever wrote a rap song. So sharing how to write a hook and how to put their message into the hook. And I was just like, it's this simple. Just put your garbage in the trash.
So
garbage,
what is the age range of kids that you work with?
Yeah, we work with, we've worked with 5-year-olds all the way up to college. We focus on our summer camp program, the Fresh Camp, is 9 through 18. And our workforce development program is around in 16 through 24.
You and I were talking a few weeks ago, actually, mm-hmm. Just about some of the challenges, you know, that naturally come when you're writing songs with kids. What are some of the challenges that you encounter, and how do you kind of get through them?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of challenges. You have to love working with youth to work with youth, and we do. The interesting thing is when I come across a student who they think they're a rapper, mm-hmm. you would think they'd be the easiest ones to work with. But it turns out that a lot of times their pride is so much in the way, like they think they're so awesome and they don't want to hear like some critique from us. You mm-hmm. know, the ones that really, you know, I mean, they don't see themselves as a rapper. They'll be more open to our suggestions, like, hey, put a simile or a metaphor or an alliteration. Remember, your English teacher has been talking to you about these things. Well, just throw one of them in your rhyme and you'll see how good it makes your stuff. One of the challenging things is that a lot of the negative music out there and the commercial rap that's out there, a lot of it is just glorifying a lot of lifestyles that are not necessarily even real, for one. When they are real, they'll end you up in jail or worse. And so sometimes, you know, some of our students, even, you know, it pulls, like that buzz really pulls them. And it's hard to see that happen when you see such promise. The kids we work with, man, they change my life every day. And yeah. I see just such good in them. But then when I see them get pulled by that quick buzz by putting out a song with some similar messaging, mm-hmm. That's not really original. It'll get them a lot of likes at the beginning, but it's so sad to see that their personal leadership that we care about kind of go down the drain.
Well, you guys are doing amazing work at Refresh, and we're gonna listen to another tune here. Do you want to play it, and then you can give us the story after, or do you want
to? No, this one here, just to prep you for it. So we have a project called Drop the Lead, where we deal with two of the lead problems in Cleveland. Lead poisoning and gun violence. I could talk a little more about the lead poisoning problem after the song, but this is basically me. I am lead in this song. You're going to learn a lot about lead in this song.
This is
Silent Killer.
You're on Neorax.
Check this out. Who am I? It was the times of Theodore, Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson. Euclid Avenue, the east side of Cleveland. I made it into the best homes and mansions. Record players spinning ragtime in the systems. I've been secretive and lucrative for years. Seen families of each era, joy and tears. I seen the city go from riches to rags. Watching all the fashion trends and musical fads. The streets are made of gold on Millionaire's Row. But no one knew the horror stories that would be told. I saw the birth of hip-hop and neighborhoods changing. Greed and neglect had the landlord's pacing. I knew my new situation had come. It's time to have fun, infect the generation. Watch out. I'm in the bedroom where you sleep, where no one calls emergency. Although it's critically important, most can't see the urgency. No knife needed, no guns, no ammunition. Waiting for my moment to seep into your system. Creeping on the corner, on the floor, by the window. The younger the victim is, the more sinful. Children playing on the floor, you know they're ingesting me. When you least suspecting me, cause no one's inspecting me. Ain't no one even know what's about to go down. See, it costs much more than too much to remediate. Most are struggling to pay bills more immediate. Electricity, taxes, hopefully groceries. Living check to check, laundry mat. Most of these innocent families barely know I exist. Until it's too late, the young seeds always hit. Just try to plant a garden, man. I'm under there too, more underground than a railroad. Who's tracking who? Silent killer, roam in these homes. The more the money fizzles, the more my poison flows. The more the paint chips, the higher the risk. Silent killer invades like this. I'm a silent killer, roam in these homes. The more the money fizzles, the more my poison flows. The more the paint chips, the higher the risk. Silent killer when health starts to slip. I'm durable, highly malleable, heavy metal, corrosion resistant, moisture can't settle. Block electricity, a superpower, absorb your x-ray, but I'm sweet and sour. I inhibit the intellect, your abilities diminish. You're feeling sluggish, acting thuggish in the village. In Flint, Michigan, it was all about the spillage, but in Cleveland, Ohio, it's dust and paint chippage. Who am I? I'm a chemical causing damage. Man, I'm a savage to learn math and language. I'll make you be below average. The innocent little princess is wearing pink with bright eyes, mind ability it'll shrink, and the energetic boys ready to learn much are now toying around with guns in the cut. Energy down or going through the roof. Education is like magic, diploma goes poof. I'm a silent killer, roam in these homes. The more the money fizzles, the more my poison flows. The more the paint chips, the higher the risk. Silent killer invades like this. I'm a silent killer, roam in these homes. The more the money fizzles, the more my poison flows. The more the paint chips, the higher the risk. Silent killer when health starts to slip. In this rental unit, the landlord is hands off. The silent killer cuts around the clock like a bandsaw. Scrape and sweep, but don't wipe me with a damp cloth. Cause I wanna be like a gun with the tamper off. You'll never see me coming undetected unless you take a simple blood test to check it. Babies dying young, infant mortality. Glenville to East Cleveland, it's a reality. Third world country, gnaw the backyard. I'm a silent killer, I lurk and search for an innocent child. I'm a silent killer, roam in these homes. The more the money fizzles, the more my poison flows. The more the paint chips, the higher the risk. Silent killer invades like this. I'm a silent killer, roam in these homes. The more the money fizzles, the more my poison flows. The more the paint chips, the higher the risk. Silent killer when health starts to slip.
That's a cool tune.
Oof.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everything you do, it has a message to it.
Right.
You know? I mean, everything from eating right to... lead situation to, I mean, just, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know. Sometimes I sit back and I go, man, you guys are just doing some really great stuff. And you're going to be at the Bop Stop on
this Wednesday.
That's what time? 6:30?
Doors open at 6.
And what can people expect when they go?
Oh, you're going to expect a fresh meal cooked by Chef Kelly that's included in the ticket. And it's going to be a lot of energetic hip hop with stories just like this. But a lot of our students are going to be bringing their stories. So it's going to be a lot of energy, man. It's going to be really fun.
I've got to give you props, too, because we hung out a couple weeks ago, and you made some really awesome baba ganoush, I got to say.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yes. It was amazing. I need to get that recipe. But, yeah, Fresh Camp hip-hop fundraiser at the Bop Stop this Wednesday. We kind of talked about that song a little bit. Was there anything else you wanted to add to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I want to thank the Cleveland Foundation for their support on that project. And basically... just it started, honestly, I was invited as a neighbor to this collective conversation about lead poisoning because well, put it like this, in Flint, Michigan, which we've all heard about, 1 in 21 were infected with lead. Wow. In my neighborhood in Glenville, 1 in 3.
Wow.
Yeah, and so just I learned a lot about how it affects our young people and their ability to learn in math and reading at school and the behavioral issues that come when you're when that's happening to you. So it's really an epidemic. And so I challenge my students. I'm like, all right, we're going to learn about this and we're going to write some songs to get this out here because this is our neighborhood and this is our families and our kids. My daughter had elevated level of lead in her body. And so one of my students, actually, Pat.W, he challenged me. He was like, hey, he's like, why don't you be lead and talk from lead's perspective? So that's kind of why I chose the way I did on that song. But we have a whole album of music like that. It's all on the website, refreshcollective.org, if you want to hear more about that campaign.
And how many albums do you have out right now?
Oh man, we have a lot. I mean, we have a few with like the staff and the oldest students, but I mean, we've worked with over 4,000 students over the past like 5 years, and there's like 30 albums of just that many youth. On our website. Yeah, you can hear a lot of things, a lot of stories and a lot of hard stuff and the most amazing positive things that'll give you so much hope when you hear students talking about unity, talking about love, talking about solutions. It's amazing.
So on a personal note, I want to ask you this. You've got a lot going on. I mean, you've got got a ton going on with this. Overall, you seem very, very hopeful and very... You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you're doing a lot of great stuff. Do you ever have a moment where you're like, man, this is overwhelming. There's a lot mm-hmm. going on. Mm-hmm. Does it ever get to you?
Oh yeah, it does. This week it did. Yeah. Sometimes you're just like, man, I'm getting tired. Like but you know, it's just, it's in the moment and you know, you go through ups and downs. But then when you're face to face up against like the things that are coming out of it, then you have to keep on going.
Yeah.
And you can't give up. So I guess that's the thing that keep hitting me is no matter what the challenges are, it's like I have to, like I don't really have a choice. Like I have to just keep on pouring into the youth around me and I have to keep on challenging and loving them. I have to keep on putting the messages I see through my own art form. That's why I was put on this earth. So I have to keep on going, man.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I do get discouraged, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie about that.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, Eric and I, we have, you know, singer-songwriters in all the time, jazz. Mm-hmm. We have acoustic. We have, you know, reggae, whatever. The common theme is that, you may get sick of, you know, or not sick of, but a little bit down if you can't find that hook in the song, or if you can't do this, you can't do that. You're not only dealing with music, you're dealing with an entire, it's just amazing to me. So it's so much bigger than just finding a C chord or a D chord here or there. You know what I mean? It's like it transcends.
Yeah, I mean,
that.
If one of our students is having trouble graduating high school and passing their OGTs, that's where we help and dig in. And then when you know, if there's a student in that situation that then gives up and decides to quit after, and we poured hours and hours of blood, sweat, and tears to support them, you know, that's part of it. Yeah. Like. And then you have some that, like, we have one student that just did his audition for Berklee.
Yep.
And it was just so awesome to be able to help, like, support him in doing that. So, don't give up.
How cool is that?
Don't give up, man.
That's so great. So we're going to hear another song. Why don't you tell us about this
one? Yeah, so what I was saying, the Drop the Lead Project is dealing with the two lead problems in Cleveland, lead poisoning. And also, the one that probably captivates the attention of more of our families and more of our youth in Cleveland, and it's gun violence. I work in so many different schools across Cleveland, and just ask the kids, what are you concerned about? What do you want to change? Gun violence, gun violence, gun violence. So this song here is actually one of my neighbors, one of my students, and now good friend named D. He goes by High Life D now. He graduated out of our program. He started his own studio, and he's doing his own music now. But he was on this project with us. He's the one that actually approached me and said, can we write a song together from your perspective as a teacher and my perspective as a student on living on the same street on gun violence? And so this is what came out of it. It's called I Pray. And it's actually the first song I've ever sang on. Like, I'm an MC and a turntablist, and I'm not really, I didn't consider myself a singer. And my student actually encouraged me. He was like, he was like, man, just sing. Like, don't call Lee. Usually we call Lee. My brother Lee is the singer among us. And so, so I sang on this one too.
That's awesome.
Here's I Pray on Near Rocks.
Talking about health and big structural changes. They asked about lead in my daughter's little body. Sure, the level was concerning, but oddly, my mind went to my student from the fifth grade. Tragically shot in a drive-by one day. Talking about lead, man, he'll always have it close by. Alive, but the bullet stays lodged in his spine.
You ever felt the tears run down your eyes in the hospital while watching somebody die? All the memories lost and you can't get them back. Lil Johnny, he dead, he got shot in the back.
Lil Ricky, he made it, but only some do. Which one am I and which one are you?
When my friends leave the house, I just tell them be safe, cause I don't know if they survive the next day. Oh God, I pray. Been beaten and I done been robbed. Yeah, I survived and I'm still alive. Never got even, but I beat the odds. Some people they rob from 9 to 5. They don't got no job, no, they don't got no job. All the stuff that I see, man, it's hard to explain. Crash a truck in the store just to come up on chain.
They run up on you like what's in your pockets. First they take your phone, then they take your wallet. You give what you got cause you don't got no options. If you wanna live, then you gotta be cautious. Aiming the barrel, cold steel in his grip. Gives potential to power, but also to slip. He's just a teenager, his future is falling. I pray for him even as I am escaping. This makes me think twice about where to raise my family, my daughter, my son. Can they be safe from tragedy, thievery, bitterness, vile, and crimes? My eyes are in front of tough scenes, seen by eyes.
Friends leave the house, I just tell them be safe, cause I don't know if they survive the next day. Oh God, I pray.
Doc in studio, and we're talking about the Fresh Camp Hip Hop fundraiser at the Bop Stop. Hip Hop at the Bop Stop. That's got a good ring to it.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
That's going down this Wednesday, 6:30. Doors, you said, are at 6?
Doors at 6, yeah.
Great.
Dinner included.
Now, we're going to do, how did we decide we're going to do this again? I wasn't paying attention, to be honest with you.
Well, Doc came in and said, hey, I want to do a ticket giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a cool way to do it so that... so that you'll know who it is.
I have two free tickets I would love to give away. First person to tag Neo Rocks on the Refresh Collective Facebook page. So just go on the Refresh. So if So those tickets will come to you if that happens.
So
tag Neo Rocks.
So head on over to the Refresh Collective Facebook page.
Yep.
And tag Neo Rocks in a post on their page, and you'll win a pair of tickets to the show Wednesday night. So check that out. And where can people go to find out more information about Refresh Collective everything you got going on?
Best place is refreshcollective.org. You can see all of our whole t-shirt line and when we have shows, and listen to a lot of music on there.
Awesome. And you're going to do one more tune for us.
Yeah, we got one more tune. Just like I say, every song that I create is just trying to take life, you know, and say, how could we learn together and how could we make change happen? And so actually, you know what? Can you guys help me with this one?
It's possible.
Because
possible.
I want you guys to help me on the hook here, because sure. Hip hop is all about bringing everyone together and getting them involved. This is a live show. You know, I'm not just up here performing. Like, I need you guys to be with me on this one. So yeah, let's do this. Trust Belt City. So, you know, you guys know Cleveland, Rust Belt City. You know, we got a lot of hard work ethic. We got a lot of blue collar workers, and our city's been through a lot. And so this song right here is basically just kind of a tribute to the Rust Belt cities out there. And my grandfather and father, they taught me hard work, but I learned it takes that same hard work to build trust in our cities. And that's, to me, the solution. It's not about economics. That would help a lot. But whether or not economics, we got to get to know our neighbors, and it's tough.
We got to go from Rust Belt City to a Trust Belt City.
If y'all want to sing, come on, sing with me.
We got to go from Rust Belt City to a Trust Belt City. Ayy. We got to go from Rust Belt City to a Trust Belt City.
It's real hard, but you can do it.
We got to go from Rust Belt City.
But hey, Jason, but in Cleveland, tell me, how we going to build that trust?
It's hard earned in a cold world, tough. Rumors of war and love turning rust. Tried many times to connect with, got crushed. Gotta come back, blood, glory, and guts. No one said it's easy, only that it's a must. That's why we making these real fresh cuts. If you ain't turn up, everybody build trust. Trust, trust, trust.
Trust hard to come by. I met this one guy, and I was saying, you can't trust, so keep your one eye open, always scoping, just to make sure they don't lie.
If you trying to relax, man, don't try. The Rust Belt dealt a blow to the mental state. Our work ethic is hectic when we stay up late, trying to get ahead of the next man. Or release pay for gas, phone, electric, and food before it gets canned. Post-industrial economic decline got our city in a hard knock state of mind. So here's a little story that I'd like to suggest about how a tough neighborhood could turn out fresh.
Hey, when strangers turn family, danger is burning gradually. You build a new foundation like neighbors who are living happily. Knowing each other's name is like the first part. When it goes deeper, you can borrow jumper cables for a fresh start. Backyard barbecue, didn't mean to startle you. You the new neighbor, so come over and enjoy a few minutes in this quick race. Life at this fast pace won't last longer if we first are in the last place.
So sit down for a minute at a time, enjoy some tea or some wine, and get to know me, you'll find a little trust. Hard earned in a cold world, tough. Rumors of war and love turning rust. Tried many times to connect but got crushed. Gotta come back, blood, glory, and guts. No one said it's easy, only that it's a must. That's why we making these real fresh cuts. If you ain't turn up, everybody build trust, trust.
I put that work in trying to be trustworthy. Never want to let them down when I'm in a hurry.
Slow down my roll for a minute at a time before I gotta go clock in and go ahead and finish my grind. Now I might not trust you with my daughter or my wife or my password, keep it blurred, Loctite. But rest assured that if it's friendship you seek, we'll find. Building bridges of trust will sure improve our lives. In our neighborhood we need to know everyone's name to find that everyone's the same. A good community's our aim. We gotta work through issues, it's not easy at all. See if we patch all the holes in the wall, the cynicism turns trust. Hard earned in a cold world, tough. Rumors of war and love turning rust. Tried many times to connect but got crushed. Gotta come back, blood, glory, and guts. No one said it's easy, only that it's a must. That's why we making these real fresh cuts. If you ain't turn up, everybody build trust. Trust, trust, trust. I'ma navigate variable heights and stereotypes. Push through preconceived ideas of blacks and whites in different faces with different races. See different situations from points of view like the attic or basement. Displacement happens when we gentrify. I got the sense that the census's rent is high. He raised the rent, the money spent on plenty fences high. Moved in, forced out, hell can we trust? We try. Not all problems get solved by switching economy. So we build an integrity and relational equity. And after all the hard work, we'll see where the heart lands. Just like a lot of practice together can make a good band. So we spread in lights like we're park hands. And after all the hard work, we'll see where the heart lands. Just pull my guts up to see my presence is felt. Working overtime to make sure I earn another notch on my trust belt. Trust belt, trust belt, trust belt. Trust, hard earned in a cold world, tough. Rumors of war and love turning rust. Tried many times to connect but got crushed. Gotta come back, blood, glory, and guts. No one said it's easy, only that it's a must. That's why we making these real fresh cuts. If you ain't turn up, everybody build trust. Trust, trust, trust.